Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
His life mission, to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Hoo-hoo! All right, so first up, we, a man wearing a wig, it is... Sorry. It's hysterical. I'm not trying to laugh at this, but it's so... Guy looks so funny. Okay. It made me... I was trying to stifle the laugh, and it made my eyes water. Police in Central Florida are on the hunt for a man who is accused of robbing a Bank of America while wearing a wig. Now, he was... Is that a face mask that he's wearing? Like, not like pre-COVID, but like a COVID face mask? See? Ah. He entered the Bank of America in Edgewater, showed the bank teller a note as he displayed a firearm. He had a fake wig on. Well, obviously fake wigs. He had a wig on. And he's a big dude. And police are sharing photos of him. He's in a long-haired wig, blue jeans, a white shirt, gray zip-up jacket, carrying a little black bag. And nobody would ask questions because we're in that era where, I mean, don't assume his pronouns. You know, he's just doing very poorly as a woman. No, right? Am I right? You can't ask questions because that maybe he's worried about the pandemic.
Exactly.
Maybe he's a trans,
right.
You know, so you can't ask questions.
No.
Pre all of that, people would be like, you're here to rob us.
Yeah.
But now you can't.
No.
Because you're assuming it's pronouns. So I don't know. Anyway, so they can't find him now. This dude robbed a bank. He robbed a bank and you're urged to contact a detective.
Wait, so this is the way.
Yeah, apparently that's it.
Okay.
You know, the people that were are happiest about the trans stuff and the face masks? Robbers.
Yeah.
Bank robbers. Because, like I said, before all of that, y'all would have been like, that man's going to rob us.
Yeah.
Brr, you need to hit the alarm. But now you can't because it's considered mean. Maybe he's here to rob you. Maybe he just started trying to be a woman and he's just horrible. You don't know. And he's worried about germs. You don't know. I don't even know how this happens. A Florida woman was missing for days, and they found her in a shipping container. You know, that happens sometimes. Yeah. It was Click Orlando, Marlene Lopez. She was missing. They found her the next day, just before noon, in a shipping container next to a business. They asked, what happened? She said she didn't know. I was in one place and found in another.
What?
And apparently, the people who owned the shipping container, they went in, they secured it for the night. They didn't know she was in there. But finally, they heard her. New York Post said somebody heard her banging on from the inside, and they called police. I'm not saying it's aliens, but
what the heck?
Yeah.
Was she drugged and just stuffed in a container? Good Lord.
Or aliens.
Or that.
She's wearing an early 90s neck choker, so I'm assuming drugs. Because it had a charm on it. If it was just a thin black choker, I'd be like, okay, maybe she's just, you know, retro. But it had a charm on it, and I always thought that was the trashier version of it, so I'm thinking drugs. That is Detective Dana figuring this out.
Yeah.
Apple AirTags. A Florida man is accused of stalking his ex using Apple AirTags. The girlfriend of Roberto Quion of 57 years old, Florida man. His girlfriend left him in October, but he began harassing her and stalking her. He would pass her home every day, duct tape handwritten letters to her car's windshield, and she also found Apple AirTags in her vehicle several times. And then he was threatening that he would do something bad to her. So he's in jail, Miami-Dade, held without bond. Mm-hmm. Now this one, hold up. I want to, this is actually, I just think, incredibly, this man is living in the future. Florida man was accused of posing as a drug cartel captive and extorting $80,000 from his wife, all to support his own drug habit.
What?
Yeah, a Melbourne, Florida man. He lied and pretended that he was kidnapped by drug cartels, and he extorted his own wife for $80,000 so he could go buy more drugs. Yeah, Eric Paul Johnson, 29 years old, and his wife reported him missing. And then she said that she received messages from an unknown number demanding sums of money. And they told her that apparently we're the Mexican cartel and we have your husband. And she believed them. I'm just saying.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated. because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
Have you seen this story? It's the number of Gen Z who say that they're gay or bisexual has doubled to 22%. You're lying. They said women is twice as likely as men to be LGBTQ+. I think it's because it's overrepresented in everything. Absolutely everything. It is so overrepresented. I get mad if I see like girl power stuff overrepresented. I get so tired of all that stuff. It feels like it's offensive and it's patronizing at some point. Like how they do the Pride Day, all the companies are like, wait a minute, here's all our rainbow stuff. Let's make some money. Psychologists are debating whether or not it's a reflection of, right, really you're going to debate it. We kind of know. Rising exposure to social media, which it is, because it's completely, entirely overrepresented. I like the Ricky Gervais stand-up routine he did because he was talking about all the people who like want to identify. They start trying to find an identity and they want to be different. And he did this whole bit on, you know, this guy, he was questioning someone and he was like, so, you know what, you know, asking him, because the guy was like, you know what, I'm queer now. He's like, you are? Yeah, I'm right queer. I'm proper queer, yeah. And he's like, you are? And he's like, yeah, me and my girlfriend, we're just a couple of queers. And he's like, wait a minute, what? It was such a funny bit. But I think a lot of people do it because they think it's the reason that this is going up is because of oversaturation, overrepresentation, and it's like the new way of shunning, I think, what they view as mainstream societal standards, which if they know anything about mainstream societal standards, you're playing into them, right? I don't get it. They said that, but women are twice as likely as dudes. Because I think guys find it hotter if women are. I have such an observation that I cannot make on air right now, but it's so true. You want to know why, Kane?
Why? No, actually, I don't.
It's because women don't necessarily want to be with a guy if they've known that.
Oh, boy. All right.
It's true, though.
Time to end it all.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, actually. And I wish we could tell people.
I think they kind of know.
I think they probably do.
But I'm just saying, I'm not like making a declarative statement. I'm just saying, I think, you know, there's an observation there.
I just think this whole
speculation.
Movement, yeah, the whole movement also demonized masculinity.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that, you know, obviously women are, they're not going to be, you know, in this group and then, you know, identify as men.
I love how third wave feminism hates masculinity so bad that they are willing to debase themselves and get them to actually, like, become it. It's the wildest cell phone I've ever seen in my life. It's like they were infiltrated by the progressive patriarchy. Yes, yes, ladies. It's all going according to our plan. The vaudeville mustache. That's what it is. And you know it. That's exactly it. This is the wildest thing. It's so wild. One other story. You want to know why people are not enlisting? I had this is in your prep, a couple of things. First off, I saw this tweet from the Department of State. Remember the one tweet that they had where they were talking about alphabet rights, blah, 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 and they did all this stuff and they came out with all these videos. Well, now you have West Point. Pull this up. West Point, right? West Point, they dropped duty, honor, and country, that motto, from its mission statement. And veterans are furious. The phrase, it was added in 1998. It's going to be replaced with Army values, according to Superintendent Lieutenant General Steve Gilland. And he says the new admission statement binds the academy to the Army, while duty, honor, and country is foundational to academy culture. Another statement has changed in the past, but what is wrong with duty, honor, and country? Like, Army values? What does that even mean? Why did you have to change it from duty, honor, and country? Because that seems like it's, that seems like a woke thing. And veterans are slamming it. People who went to West Point and these veterans are slamming it. They're saying that this is disgraceful. They got it from this, because it was a statement that was sent to West Point cadets on Monday, and that's apparently what, when they were notifying people. But they were saying that this is, you know, this is what they, this was, even though it was adopted in 98, this is, you know, part of, you know, our culture. The motto was introduced in 98, but they got it from this statement that MacArthur, General Douglas MacArthur, had made in 1962. And it was his speech where he had said, quote, "The long gray line has never failed us. Were you to do so, a million ghosts in olive drab and brown khaki, blue and gray would rise from their white crosses, thundering those magic words, duty, honor, country." And that's where they took it from. So why would they have to change it to Army values? That's so dumb. It's because you have to take apart everything that's iconic to replace it with something new. It's 1984. The Sub-2K, you guys are very familiar with the Sub-2K now. Read Sub-2000 on the website. It's a 9mm carbine. It folds in half. The Gen 3 version makes it to where you don't have to detach your favorite optics to fold it in half. And because it folds in half, it makes it super easy to store and super easy and just as quick to deploy. And like I said, shipping now. Single twist and fold motion in either direction of that patent pending rotating fore-end. That's what does it. And again, no more reattaching, detaching your favorite optics. Takes Glock mags, Glock 19 mags, fit flush. And they upgraded the trigger mechanics as well. Redesigned for a light and 5 pound pull, improved accuracy. They've updated the action as well. They have a new internal buffer, which means softer recoil. It's a great 9mm carbine it's so versatile, and it's shipping right now, and it's affordable. It's from Kel-Tec, based in Florida, made in America, family-owned values and innovation, all their designs. To learn more about the Sub-2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So nobody's selling books anymore. There was this very interesting report that came out. It had to do with this trial that took place 2 years ago. Penguin Random House wanted to buy Simon & Schuster, and they had an opposition. It was a $2.2 billion purchase, and there was opposition to it because they were condensing the big five publishing houses into four. And so the government intervened. It was an antitrust case. Anyway, there was this report. All of these people got up. All of these publishing titans got up, and they were talking about how bestsellers are rare and nobody buys books anymore. Nobody actually buys books anymore. They're saying that, ultimately, it's very rare to even move like 1,000 units. That's crazy. It's just digital or people's attention spans. I don't know. It's wild. Also, let's see. Nope, I don't want to do this one. We're not even touching that. I'm not even going to touch it. Not touching that one. A Swiss Airjet almost collided with four other planes in a near catastrophic accident on the JFK runway. This is wild. It was a jet with Swiss Air. It almost hit four other planes. It was a communications error that put them all on the runway at the same time. It was bound for Zurich. It had been cleared for takeoff. It began rushing down the runway, but they had to hit the brakes because apparently air traffic control also cleared the path for four other planes, according to ABC7. And there was audio that captured it, and it said heavy rejecting takeoff traffic on the runway is what the pilot had said. Thankfully, Swiss Air, they had a really quick thinking pilot and the crew, and they said that they quickly de-escalated it. The FAA is investigating. The agency didn't respond. But that's wild. So, like, they were going to cross. I mean, that is so dangerous. Can you imagine? Thank heavens they were quick thinking on that, all of that stuff. Let's see. The Topeka Zoo ostrich is dead because it grabbed and swallowed a staff member's key. That's really sad. That is so sad. Oh my gosh. So this poor ostrich somehow got a hold of, I mean, it saw somebody had keys. It was shiny. It made noise. And so they grabbed it. The ostrich grabbed it, consumed it. It's a 5-year-old female ostrich named Karen. It had lived there since March of last year. And it was in the Giraffe and Friends exhibit. And they didn't make the staff member's name public. It makes me think that they're not supposed to have objects like that near the ostriches. These things are quick and curious. So that's a little sad story. Let's see. Also, an ambulance ran over a police officer and a woman while responding to a medical distress call. This was in Edmonton. The ambulance that was called to assist the woman in distress struck both the woman who called the ambulance to assist her in distress and the police officer that was helping her. They came across a woman in a parking lot in medical distress. They were providing first aid. They called EMS. When the police arrived, it legit ran right over the woman and the officer. Like, how did they show up? Like, just barreling into the parking lot. They took both of them to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries by another ambulance. So apparently they were investigating how that happened. Good grief. They've recalled cat robots in Japan, Seca toys. They said there's a burning smell. And apparently also they're satanic. I'm kidding about the last part. They said that the robot cats smell like burning. Like, burning cats are just like a burning electronics. But they said, no, there's the recall. And it's, they just released these things in February. And so they said that,
it's tough to get a real cat.
I don't know if you've seen the video of these. They're really weird. Have you seen the video for it?
I have.
It's a robot cat.
It is.
It's a cat that's a robot. And it's, and apparently some of the fur burns too. Like, they said that some of the...
there's jokes in there somewhere.
Let me read this to you. The cat robots were marketed as replacements, and users are shown cuddling the machines, caressing their faces, and speaking to them while their black-lit blue eyes glow. God. That's terrifying. Stay with us. I wanted to share this piece with you. I found this interesting. This headline about how apparently now jeans... guys are, well, they're problematic now. Jeans. These climate freaks. Scientists say that wearing jeans is bad for the environment. A study reveals that wearing a pair just once is the equivalent to driving a car for 6.4 miles. What? Oh, yes, that's exactly. It's a Chinese University of Technology. Of course, because, you know, there isn't any interest in China and that China has in making you abandon, you know, all of your daily habits for a quote unquote green lifestyle. But they say that the jeans has a significant impact on the environment. Do you know that their cobalt mining probably does too, but they didn't do a study on that.
Weird.
This is ironic. You have a communist nation that's trying to tell you that wearing jeans is problematic for the environment. Which I think is fascinating. I want to tell you this story. There was this, in Britain, there is this show. It's like a gardening show. And this, you know, older dude named Alan Titchmarsh hosts it. And it's Garden Secrets. It's the BBC. And apparently it's one of the only things that North Korea will actually air that is a foreign program. And they consider it, I guess, wholesome enough to air it on North Korean state TV. Because remember, they got one channel. And it's been running since 2022. But what's interesting is that this guy's pants have been blurred out. And if the blur wasn't blue, you would think that maybe they blurred it out because he was naked from the waist down or something. The reason that North Korean television blurred it out is because jeans are considered a symbol of U.S. imperialism, according to the North Korean government. Now, this is not the first time it's been thought that. North Korea has a major problem with the genes because of what they symbolize. And they do symbolize not imperialism, but freedom. Freedom in finance, freedom in personal expression. And this goes all the way back to the early 80s in East Germany, where denim, where blue jeans was verboten. You weren't allowed. They had a whole socialist style guide. And blue jeans were not part of it. It was a very American thing. And even though that they tried to stop it with trade bans and restrictions on what kind of clothing could be imported beyond the Iron Curtain, they were the most popular clothing item in Eastern Germany. And there's a reason why. And I was reading this photographer. He wrote, he was taking some of the pictures there when the wall fell. And he had, he himself had made note that particularly amongst the East Berliners, everyone was in blue jeans. And they were in blue jeans for a reason, because this was considered a very expensive item beyond the Iron Curtain, because it was banned, you know, because it was considered a form of Americanism, westernized, you know, Western values, freedom. And there was, and they all wore them. They all wore them when the wall was falling down. And so there are these pictures of all these teenagers and youth and even young adults and older adults that were sitting on the wall, and they were all in jeans. And there's a reason for that. And they said that the pants that they wanted everyone to wear was called the riveted trouser, and it was produced by the East German Youth Fashion House. That's what they wanted everyone to wear. And Levi's and Wranglers, they were scarce and expensive. People would trade. They had all kinds of stuff. Whenever people would go in to visit friends or family, or if they did some kind of work in East Germany, or East Berlin, they would go and they would smuggle in jeans, and they could, you know, sell them for quite a lot of money. And they bartered. They had a barter, and not just for that, but for a lot of music and all of that stuff as well. But jeans were, it was a symbol of power. It was a symbol of freedom. It was a symbol of emancipation on the other side of the Iron Curtain. And they were a very free thing. And there's several, I think there's actually a book on fashion related to the Iron Curtain and the Eastern Bloc and all of that. But it's fascinating, because now you can sort of understand, because apparently they just noticed that North Korea started blurring out this guy's pants because they were jeans. Because they were jeans. So it's one of the funniest things. It's one of the oddest things ever. But now you can see it. They don't want people to see what he's wearing, to see that symbol. But yeah, that was the big prized thing. And I just find that incredibly interesting, very coincidental, that here you have North Korea short stack down there. They want to ban jeans. They don't allow jeans. They don't even allow them represented in a simple garden show, just like they wouldn't allow them beyond the Iron Curtain, because they had meaning. They meant something.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.